Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
It's 33 after on this Wednesday. You know, make sure you have a way to record the program. If you don't, go to stevegruber.com. You can check out the podcast powered by Podbean. Easy thing to do. Go there and find the interview you want or the commentary, anything at all. In fact, we'll have complete hours of the program. Or you can select individual interviews if that's what you'd like to find. And it's all there for you. It's all available. So just trying to make sure you have all the resources you need, and we'll go there. Let's see here. The RNC, the Republican National Committee, up in arms right now because there's a battle between New Hampshire and Reince Priebus, the chairman of the Republican National Committee. And the battle being the state's top Republican and key Democrats and its top election officials are promising to fight any attempt by the Republican Party to do away with the New Hampshire primary's first-in-the-nation status in the year 2020, 5 years hence. Secretary of State William Gardner told WMUR that regardless of what action a political party takes in using its power over delegate selection to dictate the timing of the primaries and caucuses, in New Hampshire, state law will always prevail, and the primary will always be held a week ahead of any similar election. Now, the Republican National Committee will begin formulating rules for the next nominating cycle when it meets in January 2016. By next summer's National Convention in Cleveland, the rules will be adopted for the selection of the 2020 delegates and the nominating calendar. With the current campaign pushing into high gear and with no challenges to New Hampshire leadoff status apparent for the current cycle, RNC Chairman Reince Priebus threw a bombshell into the process yesterday by indicating the 2016 primary could be New Hampshire's last as first in the nation. Big deal to a small state, obviously. But let me think about something here. How cool would it be if it were passed around? What if Michigan were the first in the nation this time around? How much attention would we be getting? Michigan, who, you know, arguably we had the toughest economy for the longest period of time. Two other states trudged through it with us, Nevada and Florida, but arguably Michigan had 10 lost years of tough economic times long before the recession hit other parts of the country. Things were slow here. Our children are leaving to find better jobs elsewhere. And wouldn't it be something if the first in the nation primary were held right here in Michigan? Priebus told the National Journal that as the RNC evaluates the election process beginning in January, I don't think that there should ever be sacred cows as to the primary process or the order. Now, he said that during the process of coming up with delegate selection rules for 2020, no state will get special treatment, he said. It's a hot topic. These early states are very used to fighting this out every 4 years. It's just something I think we ought to look at as a party. If you look at my history, I've been very supportive of the early states as general counsel and as chairman, but I don't think anyone should get too comfortable. So he sounded the bell. He sounded the alarm, no question. He certainly got their attention now, didn't he? He certainly got their attention, and you know, as well he should. And I happen to agree with him. Why is New Hampshire always the state that you know, gets to decide, you know, who's the front runner and who's not the front runner? Because the national news media will fawn over or attack or do whatever they do to build up or tear down whoever comes out of New Hampshire on top. But why is it New Hampshire voters? Are they smarter than you and I? I don't think so. Are they more capable of deciding who should be the front runner? I don't think so. And it might be something to argue that a bigger state like Michigan, like our own state here, might serve the purposes better by having a larger voter turnout, a bigger cross-section of the populace. Something to consider. While a state law ensures that the New Hampshire primary will be held at least 7 days ahead of any similar election, the political parties control the allocation of delegates. And the Republican Party in the current cycle has promised to punish any state that jumps ahead of the current calendar by withholding 90% of its national convention delegates. The Democratic Party in the current cycle would withhold 50% of the delegates for any rogue state. There has also been discussion on the Republican side of the possibility of instituting a so-called death penalty, which in future cycles would force candidates who campaigned or allowed their names on the ballot of a state that was not following the RNC's schedule to forfeit half of all delegates they earn nationally. I don't agree with that either. If a candidate earns the delegates, who the hell do you think you are to take them away? The party could also exert other pressure to keep candidates out of states that do not follow the RNC schedule, such as banning them from debates. Really? I bet that would go over big. You've got a candidate that's doing, you know, performing at the top or in the top tier. Oh, we're just not going to, you know, they went to a state they weren't supposed to. We'll show them. Talk about institutionalized garbage. And you wonder why people are ticked off at the Republicans and Democrats alike. It's garbage like that. It's our rules. We'll tell you how we decide who the president is. No? No, we're the voters. We'll decide who the president is. And that's the way it should be. Speaking of which, Republican presidential candidate Carly Fiorina has earned praise from conservatives for her stance on climate change. Unlike most Republicans, she has indicated that she accepts the science that says it is man-made, but she rejects the notion that the United States should be doing anything about it because it's too expensive and would take too much global coordination. But in a recent sit-down interview with conservative radio personality Glenn Beck, a snippet of which was published on Beck's website a couple of days ago, Fiorina indicated she may not actually personally believe what the majority of scientists say about the reality of climate change. Go.
You believe in global warming, that it's man-made?
No, I didn't say that. What I said was, scientists tell us that global warming is real and man-made. Scientists also tell us this. The only way with current technology to solve the problem of global warming is a global coordinated effort over 30 years costing trillions of dollars. Now, what are we supposed the chances of that are? Zero.
Yeah, you have said, so this is one of the good things.
So
the government has limited ability to address it.
Exactly. So what are we doing? So here all these progressives say, oh, well, it's science. This is why we're rolling out all these rules. By the way, we're not a nation of laws anymore. We're a nation of rules that are promulgated by a bunch of unaccountable, unelected bureaucrats who answer to no one. So when the EPA rolls out all these rules that destroy the coal industry, I've been in those towns.
And she's right. We had that conversation here on the program with her just here recently when she's most recently on this program. About time to have her back again, wouldn't you say? It's a good conversation to have with Carly Fiorina right here on the program. It's 41 after the hour. I appreciate your support here today. It's the Steve Gruber Show. The phone number to call in is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. You can also check us out online, stevegruber.com. Like I said, it's a place to hit the listen live button, take us to work, or check out the podcast, or post your comments and thoughts. If you have a question for the program, you know, drop us a line. I'll read it right here on the air. 41 after on the Steve Gruber Show.